The political lines dividing farmers are sharply etched as Congress gets ready to act on a more than $7 billion relief package for agriculture. This week's Washington lobbying effort is organized by the National Farmers Union, which usually lines up with the Democrats. More than 200 farmers will fan out across Capitol Hill to talk with senators and representatives. The Farmers Union wants Congress to change the landmark 1996 Freedom to Farm Bill, which governs federal agriculture programs. Republicans generally favor keeping the bill as it is. Freedom to Farm opponents say the legislation destroyed the safety net which caught farmers when commodity prices fell like they have over the past 2 years. At a forum held before the concert began, Minnesota banker Jan Lundebrek of Benson said farmers are stressed out from trying to make it on grain and livestock prices, which are below their cost of production.
I just came from President Roosevelt's monument, and it started out and went through the turmoil of the years, and I thought, oh, are we ever in this turmoilic season where the rocks are falling all over? We need everybody to come back and help us. Let's get together. We're not asking for a monopoly. We're just asking for a fair price.
The concert is both a political event and a fundraiser. At the forum, Farm Aid organizers, singers Willie Nelson and Neil Young, urged everyone to lobby Congress for change. Young says there's a pattern of corporate domination of agriculture that hurts not only U.S. farmers, but farmers worldwide.
Why is it that for the last 30 or 40 years, in the name of helping and of supplying bread to the world, that we have done what we've done, where we go in and undercut all the local farmers in some little country? Every little country gets the same treatment that our heartland gets.
The theme of a corporate takeover of agriculture dominated the Farm Aid Forum. South Dakota producer Shane Kolb said small family farmers can't compete with corporate might.
When mega mergers are accepted, when antitrust and trade laws are not enforced, and when vertical integration is allowed to happen, my 7-year-old can tell you what the consequences are. With no market, big shots get rich and dad goes broke.
In its battle with corporate giants, Farm Aid has enlisted some heavyweights of its own. Best Buy, MCI, WorldCom, and America Online are among Farm Aid's corporate sponsors. The corporate link is part of Farm Aid's strategy of finding new ways to get its message out to the 98% of the country not engaged in agriculture. Idaho rancher Mabel Dobbs put it this way.
We must stop the corporate takeover of the food supply in this country. Everybody pays the price for corporate greed. All Americans pay the price by not being able to know where the meat on your dinner table came from and all the safety concerns that go along with that. Everyone pays the price of having the quality of your water and air threatened by the confinement of huge numbers of animals in limited spaces.
So far, there has not been a widespread consumer interest in farm issues, but there are signs it may happen. There's growing concern over genetically modified food and the question of bacterial and other contamination of meat. Supporters of small family farms hope to direct that interest to their side and use it to gain more government help in what they see as a fight to the finish with corporate farm companies. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.